Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. This episode is brought to you by Audible. This episode is brought to you by Movement Watches. I know.
Good on us.
Good on us. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here.
You are, but it's a bittersweet week for comics books, Mason, and just
so
the industry
say,
in general.
It's bittersweet that you're here.
It always is.
Oh, what?
It's always a mixed emotion when you show up. Hmm. It's like that Good Will Hunting thing. You know, when you show up, I wish you'd be somewhere else or whatever. Go work for the government. The Good Will Hunting thing and... You remember that movie?
Do you want me to go work for the government?
Do you want to work for the government?
Not really.
No, you don't have to then. You can do this, all right?
All right, good.
But I say bittersweet because Stan Lee passed away at the age 95.
He did.
I think there is an element of sweetness to it because of the achievements in his life and the things that he helped create, how far they have come.
And he is also a man who lived to see... Again, Stan Lee, not a perfect man by any stretch of the imagination, but... He lived to see the colourful creations that he helped bring to life in the 60s to become, you know, multi-$100 million movies. And just spectacular recreations of his ideas from back in the day.
Exactly. And he also was creating these characters at a time when he was kind of embarrassed to be working as a comic book creator. But not knowing the kind of impact it would have on the modern day.
Yeah, right.
And even things like, you know, his role with creating the X-Men and Black Panther, these were the types of characters that represented marginalized groups that he was kind of bringing into the mainstream. Mm-hmm. And he was also he always kind of had that element of his work that he brought into it. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of learning about things and tolerance, et cetera.
Without, that's true, yeah. Huh?
You know, it did it in a way that, you know, you'd engage with people, the youth or whoever was reading comic books.
And again, over the years, you know, the masthead of a lot of Marvel comic book characters back in the day would say created by Stan Lee, written by Stan Lee. Mm. And as we know, you know, a lot of the writing was done by other people. He had a lot of collaborators, we know that. But he was also... He was the greatest hype man for comic books.
Yes.
You know, there were some great...
Mall rats.
Exactly. That's right. he was the greatest... There were some great stories created by Marvel, you know, in that era. But I think without him, they may never have arisen to the heights that they did. Even you know, in the heyday in the 60s. It might have been just another bunch of superhero comics that sort of slipped under the radar.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff did that back then, but he was this guy getting out there and going, you know, hey, they're true believers. This is the stuff. You know?
Engaging with fans, because he was doing this consistently through the ups and downs of the comic book industry and Marvel in general. Mm-hmm. What I always liked about the characters that he worked on, you know, you look at someone like Spider-Man, it's real world problems on top of other things.
Sure.
And I think bringing that aspect to comic books, and I'm sure it probably existed before then, but a lot of the Marvel characters that he was involved with the creation of, they took those real world problems in real world locations.
Yeah, for sure.
Which kind of separated them from the other comic books.
I think, and I really absolutely agree in the sense that, you know, a lot of DC characters and a lot of characters to that point, your hero was more often than not a bored millionaire playboy,
yeah,
who just wanted to put on a mask and fight crime because he had nothing else to do.
Yeah,
but a lot. What brought Marvel Comics to the mainstream and to the great popularity was that, you know, the Fantastic Four were a group of heroes with superpowers, but they were also a family and they loved each other, but they didn't always get along. And
like people, a family,
like a family, and people related to that. And Spider-Man was a teen character who was not the sidekick.
Yes.
Which I think was very close to being a first, if not the first.
Yeah.
He was a teen character that people could relate to, and he was the man.
Yeah.
He's the main character in
that
book.
And he's, you know, he's bullied and he's dealing with his own problems and he's paying rent and all those other kinds of things. Mm. Yeah.
And Doctor Strange was always being chased around by demons.
Yeah, that's something we can all
relate to. Yeah.
So, look, I mean, we're going to do a whole episode on Stan Lee. And
with the death of Stan Lee, I feel that's the death of the three kings of comic books. Stan Lee, Jack Kirby, who died many years ago, and Steve Ditko, who died just
recently,
earlier this year.
Mm.
So I think we should probably do an episode on those guys.
But we kind of didn't want to shoehorn it into Fantastic Beasts week.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
You know, so when in a few weeks or a month when we've got an episode where there isn't a major release, we want to do it properly basically, not be like, here's 4 minutes about Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Because and the others, obviously.
Yeah, right.
Well,
and
that's
the thing, because when I checked Twitter very early that morning and discovered he passed away, and I'm like, oh, you know, there was, you know, it's sad, obviously, but it, you know, he had a good run and so on and so forth. But then as the day progressed, I'm like, no, I'm really sad about this. Because that's he had a hand in putting together my entire childhood, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, no good. Oof. I just want to quickly also quick shout out to Will Anderson from, who you know, from TOEFOP.
Mm-hmm.
He invited me on the Triple M Breakfast Show just to quickly
talk about. Yes.
My phone actually went off at the very start. My alarm went off
radio.
So, but it was just this, it was great to reach an audience that, you know, might not necessarily know about the things that he's done.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But it was also really hard to be like, you've got 2 minutes to condense Stan Lee's life.
Yeah.
So anyway, I appreciate that opportunity to talk about
him.
Did you
talk to Eddie McGuire?
I did talk to Eddie McGuire, yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah. So
wow, this is just this is a little quote. I think a lot of stuff was passed around about Stan Lee on Twitter.
Has
been passed around this week. There was one about, you know, acceptance and equality and that sort of stuff.
I love that one.
This is from a Wired interview.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to retire. Most people retire so they can go do what they want. I'm already doing what I want. I like to write. I like to work with creative people. If I retired, I'd be giving up my fun.
That's absolutely fair enough.
Good,
what a bloody way to look at things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Living the bloody dream, mate.
Yep.
You did. And yeah, like you said, yeah, 95 is a great innings, but it's still it's kind of the end. It's definitely, like you said, the big three.
Yep.
It's definitely the end of an era of like those formative years of Marvel and just comic books in general.
Mm.
But yeah, well, at least we can do this podcast still.
Yep. Well, that's the thing. Like that, like we wouldn't be doing this podcast
if he didn't
exist, right?
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah.
Wild.
So. There you bloody go.
Again, the second most important thing in the world.
Yep.
That's right. We wouldn't be doing it.
Well, I'm trying to think of other people in his particular profession, but like the other one would probably be George Lucas.
Yeah, right.
And who, I don't even know who the other, like who else is even in this league, you know what
right.
I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess it depends on how the Avatar films come out.
I was just going to say James Cameron, yes.
He nearly did a Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Yeah. Okay, Mason, there's no good way to do this segue except Travis Knight looks like he might be directing Guardians 3. That is the rumor.
So Travis Knight is the director of...
Bumblebee.
Okay.
And Kubo and the Two Strings.
There we go.
Which I've watched 10 minutes of and mean to go back. And it was really great from what I saw.
What a ringing endorsement of the first
10
minutes.
Well, it was one of those things where I was kind of doing something else and I was like, I need to sit down and watch this. This is great. So I just need to go back and watch this properly. So... if this is true, that's a good, I think that's a really good get. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Mm.
So. I mean, having not seen even 10 minutes of Kubo and the Two Strings, is it animated?
Stop motion. It's like an old fable about a warrior chimpanzee or baboon or something.
Right.
I'm not even going to get into it because I don't know enough about it, but
I think the real yardstick will be how does Bumblebee... How's that going to turn
because
out?
Because that's obviously...
because there's a jump between an indie stop motion and a huge,
definitely.
Huge...
I mean, there's people that have done it. Like Tim Burton's done animation and then live action.
Speaking of Tim Burton, you got some...
I don't have something for... Do I?
Yeah, Dumbo.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
All right.
Brad Bird, I was going to say, was another one. Okay, let's talk about Dumbo. There was another Dumbo trailer I don't like it. I don't like Dumbo, and I don't like this. Wow. What do you think?
Well, I think maybe I've mentioned this on the show, but I've certainly mentioned it to you. Dumbo was the last Disney animated, like, of the Disney classics. That's the last one I saw.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, it's just orphaned animals and sadness, and yeah. I don't want to see any of these anymore.
And he trips out, and they take his mother away.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
It's no good.
Mm, so, I mean, it looked interesting, but it not...
I don't. I mean, I like the cast.
Was Colin Farrell missing an arm the entire trailer or just towards the end?
I didn't notice that at all.
He's missing an
arm. Did an elephant stomp it off?
That's the question, isn't it?
He's probably a war veteran, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Because that's not a very long movie, and there's nobody really on Dumbo's side. So, I mean, there's some birds that make him jump out of a tree.
Yeah. But in this, it seems like... but again, the last time I saw the original Dumbo, I was 5 or 6 or something. So
I never liked it.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. So maybe this is a step up, but it seems to me at least the circus family are on his side.
Yeah.
Were they on his side in the original?
I don't think they were. There was just a really mean circus dude, and there were some crows that made him jump out of a tree.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because they gave him a magic feather, and they're like, you can probably fly. I think they were trying to kill him from memory.
Yeah. Also,
what are the chances that he could fly? Really slim, right? Yeah,
correct.
Like a billion to one.
All right, but does he fly in the circus in the original?
He does eventually, because he thinks he needs the magic feather to fly.
But he can just fly.
Yeah,
right, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But no, he can just...
This is a real education in Dumbo.
Imagine being an elephant with ears slightly bigger than a regular elephant, and then everybody making fun of you.
I cannot imagine it. But that's what a lot of media was about, you know, back in the day. It was just make fun of the freak.
Yeah.
Until they become useful.
Yeah, until they could fly.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't remade that, actually. That stop motion.
Yeah, know, right.
That Rudolph short. Because they just did The Grinch again as well.
That's true, yeah.
Which I will not see. I refuse. I don't care about The Grinch. I didn't see the last one.
Is it... It's not the voice of...
Benedict Cumberbatch is the Grinch in this new one. Yeah,
that doesn't draw you in.
I think you could have just done another live action, and he would have been a good The Grinch.
Now in the
paint him green, he's the Grinch.
Yeah, that's actually really true. Because in, you know, for The Hobbit, as the voice of Smaug,
he did all that.
He did all the motion capture and flapping about.
It's like a DreamWorks whatever. I don't know if it's DreamWorks.
You don't think they mocapped him in some sort of weird Santa suit?
No, I don't think so. No. Do you see the Daredevil? They pitched Daredevil season 4.
Who pitched
the whoever show running it? I can't remember.
No, I didn't
who.
See that. No,
that was a bit of bloody recent news, Mason.
Wow.
But so
that sounds like a panic move.
Showrunner Eric Olsen.
It's gonna be Do you like those hallway fights? You don't. Okay, well he's not gonna be any hallways. He's gonna he's gonna be living on a farm with a lot of open space.
Yeah, so
he could have his eyesight back. I mean, do you like that?
Is that what you want?
Just a guy with eyes? I don't know.
We'll give him big ears. He could fly.
That's great.
Yeah,
he could be blue. Does he have to be red? I don't know.
So, do you watch actually? Just a bit of a spoiler for the last season. Does he get his red suit back at the end?
No.
Oh,
yeah, that's true.
So they're going away from the things that people like. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I mean, that character is compelling enough where
I agree. I think the suit is largely irrelevant, yeah. Mm. And I think a lot of people really loved the black...
Well, it's an easy cosplay, isn't it?
I think that's
why we see a lot of it.
Yeah, for sure.
I could go to my cupboard and get out something that looks like that. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Okay, so they're still going with these, I guess, to some extent. There's also a teaser for maybe The Punisher's going to be happening again.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I think maybe we'll get... I still think they're going to wrap these up. Maybe we'll get one more year of a couple of these and then that's it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, nothing can last forever, surely.
Nothing can last forever, Mason. Uh-huh. We know that more than anybody, but maybe not more than anybody. We're aware of that we feel like we're slightly immortal because we're kind of in our mid-30s and, you know, you feel like you're just going to keep going forever.
Do
right?
you?
Yeah.
In your mid-30s?
No.
As opposed to your teens? You feel immortal in your teens. I feel very mortal.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely more on that side of things. But let's get into some bloody TV news, Mason, because things were in the TV news. Let's keep getting into TV news. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been renewed for season 7.
Is season 6 out yet?
No.
There we go.
Spoiler alert for the last season, for what happens at the end. I'm going to tell you. Well, because you want to watch it all.
I want to watch it.
I won't tell you.
Okay.
So let's just say some major characters may or may not be appearing again, or maybe they will, because who knows?
Ooh.
You know, so there's a question about how that's going to factor into these last two seasons. This is another thing where I'm kind of like, I'm a bit surprised they're still doing this, but I guess I think it does rate well, because I think we talk about it every now and then we're kind of like, yeah, I don't know, who knows, but people seem to really enjoy the show more and more every week.
It's the gold standard for superhero TV, I think.
Is it?
I like the Ghost Rider episodes I watched, so yeah.
Gold standard, Mason?
Yes.
More than like the good Netflix stuff?
Oh. Yes, because... a lot of people are liking Titans. We don't have it here yet, but a lot of people are like, this has been, a lot of people are like, this is really good.
Yeah.
We are massively surprised at how good this is.
Okay. I think we're going to get an even more different standard next year with like Watchmen. What about Legion? First season of Legion.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of different,
though. All these things you say are correct.
Mm.
It's more that I didn't... I guess it's the... What I meant is it's the gold standard for... I'm reaching here. It's the gold standard for, like, CBS, like, it's network
that's
TV.
Probably
it's not
true, yeah.
Like, Legion is, like, prestige. If you didn't know it was based on a Marvel property, I think you might just like, it's a guy going mad. What's going on? We don't know, kind of thing. You could say it's anything. And Dead... And
I should
like,
have called it that. Yeah, it's a guy who's going mad. What's going on?
What's going on there? And, you know, Daredevil and a lot of the Netflix stuff, again, it's barely tied into anything Marvel related. With Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., at least they're, you know, they're like, we live in the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
That's what they say at the start and end of every episode.
We live in this universe.
We live in this universe.
Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
More news, Mason?
Please.
John Cryer has been cast as Lex Luthor
in
CW's Supergirl.
After his...
stunning performance
as Lenny Luthor in Superman
4. The first
4.
Movie I ever saw in the cinema.
Wow.
I love that movie,
even though
objectively terrible.
Yeah.
I like this cast.
Me too. There's nothing...
I think he could do it.
Yeah, I mean... And
well, he's doing it.
He certainly is doing it. And, you know, he's... I don't know if you've seen him lately, but he does have a shaved head. And it's a good shaved head.
He had a lot of that kind of spray-on hair thing going on for... I remember saying in an interview.
Oh, for 2.5 Men.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So, but no, I think he could do it.
And I think the backlash is almost entirely 2.5 Men based.
Definitely.
It's like, he was in this for, you know. But I mean, that also, if you've been on a network sitcom for however many years, 10 years or however long that was on, he doesn't have to do anything.
No, exactly.
Like, I feel like they must have pitched him a solid... thing and been like,
and he must have a good idea.
Yeah,
of what
this
he
is.
Wants
a,
to do
he might be
it.
Like,
yeah.
This is a good character. You know, this is a good character. It's strongly written, or what have you. Because otherwise, they'd be like, you want to do this, and be like, no. I have $100 million.
Yeah,
I was called a dumbass on 2.5 Men every week for 10 years. I was called a loser, and I banked those checks.
A boy made fun of me every day.
Every day. Every day.
Yeah, I'm like, I think even outside of the Superman 4 thing. Because that has no bearing on this, really, does it?
No, of course
like
not.
Like, his role in that doesn't reflect on this in any way. There's only that tenuous connection.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe I would feel differently about it if Eisenberg wasn't the last.
Right, if it was Bryan Cranston
or something like that.
You'd be like, well, nobody can compare to that, but we didn't get that. So.
Yeah. So, no, I think this could be something that, look, I'm probably not going to watch it as I don't any of these shows anymore, but I like it. I think it's good.
Same,
Yeah. Oh, man. Remember when you were really sad when Chris Pratt's Cowboy Ninja Viking wasn't happening?
Yes.
And you wished you'd take on another role where he could play multiple characters.
Where's this going?
It's not. I'm just remembering when you were sad about this thing.
Just heaping some sadness on me, okay.
No, that was a misdirect, Mason, much like the show and movie The Saint. Which Chris Pratt will be taking the role of in a reboot of The Saint.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is this happening?
That's wild, isn't it? Well, there was an attempt to do a The Saint.
It's on Netflix, isn't it?
They attempted to do a TV series with a guy whose name I can't remember and Eliza Dushku.
She also played multiple people in Dollhouse.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's what she's doing now. Just multiple people stuff.
What do you mean?
You know, it's shows where you can be multiple people.
I guess. Is that...
That's what she's doing.
Okay, cool. Anyway.
What were you saying?
I was saying she's...
Because I was saying something, but mine wasn't anything, so I need you to say something.
I was just going
to
say, was that her role in The Saint? I don't know if it was.
I haven't seen it.
No, it wasn't.
And I never will.
She's just a person in the movie.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway, so that the pilot didn't get picked up, so they put it on Netflix as like a standalone movie,
yeah, right.
of which I've watched 10 minutes and it seemed fine.
I remember you saying it was really terrible to me. Maybe right. you've said it on this show. Maybe. It was personal life. You rang me in a panic.
Well, it's been a while since I said initially it was terrible.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It was fine. Nothing jumped out. It had that plasticky feel of a fairly low budget TV series. And I'm like, this, the main guy's kind of charming, but who knows, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, another attempt. Okay, cool. All right, I'd like to see another Saint.
Sure.
I think that's an enjoyable character.
Did you like the Val Kilmer one?
No.
He does a good Australian accent in that, actually.
Okay. Then.
From memory, yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things where there's an executive who's grew up with this, who uh-huh. thinks that people give a shit
right.
about the Saint. But, you know, with Chris Pratt, that's not terrible casting. Uh-huh. He gets bums in seats, doesn't he?
Sure does.
Yeah, so.
And bums in heat. I don't know what that means.
You mean as in homeless people or people's bottoms?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, the second one. Yes.
Great.
Or the first one. they both have a certain
You can
appeal.
Probably do both.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's one of those two-tier bum guys.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. I know.
He'd cover all quadrants.
For sure.
Not quadrants, because that's four.
Mm-hmm.
Dwadrants.
Yes.
That's two.
Correct, yes.
Bad Boys 3 has a title. It's Bad Boys for Lift 3.
Yeah, that's so, one of the worst.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ironic, right? They're doing it ironically.
No, nothing about those movies is ironic.
Isn't it?
No.
So absolutely. None of those are a joke? I mean, there's jokes in it, but is the serious stuff not a joke? This is a serious question. I mean, it's a Michael Bay
project. The serious stuff is not a joke in those movies. Yeah, I'm afraid so.
I've been watching those wrong or not at all. I don't know. Okay, anyway, I think that's great for this movie that I'm not looking forward to.
Correct,
Why
yes.
not? Yeah, does that mean that's coming back, the name of the number in the title?
Because people can't really go away?
I think so.
The last one would have been Fate of the Furious, but there was no 8.
Yeah, but I think people make the joke about it.
Mm, yeah.
But I feel like it's not something you really see that much.
Yeah.
You know,
this is not ironic.
No. It got out of hand with Cradle to Grave.
Yeah,
which I think wasn't a sequel.
Uh-huh.
Was it?
No, it was not a sequel, no.
That's
They were probably
crazy.
Hoping for a Cradle to the Grave 2.
So there's no Cradle 1 Grave.
No.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for the ads. Lots of ads this week. It's the big season of holidays is coming up. So all these brands, they want to get in. They want to get their numbers up. They want to get that audience engagement.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
who better to engage with an audience
than two idiots?
Yes.
Is that where you were going with that?
That's what I was
going
to say,
okay,
yes.
Okay, terrific. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't have been quite so harsh, but that is not inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
Mason, it's big news down at ShipStation.
What?
At ShipStation
I
HQ.
Thought I was caught up on all the ShipStation news because I love ShipStation.
They're America's number one e-commerce shipping software.
But I know.
But they're now available in the UK.
Duh.
So if you're selling online and you want to get your orders out quickly and keep your customers
Who
happy.
Who wouldn't? Who's listening to this and wouldn't, James?
That's right. That's where ShipStation
Is this my
comes
character
in.
For ShipStation ads? I think it's
yeah,
incredulous.
Sure. Might be a character from a different thing, but yep. that's fine. Yeah. Mm. They can easily print shipping labels for your major couriers right from ShipStation, Royal Mail, Hermes.
Hello.
Amazon Fulfillment.
Hello.
DHL.
Hello.
Is this a different character?
yeah.
Okay. FedEx.
Ooh.
UPS.
Mm-hmm.
It's also perfect for any size shipper, whether you dispatch one package per day or thousands per week. That's how it works, Mason, because it keeps your customers happy by getting your orders out fast. And as you know, a happy customer means...
A crappy customer?
No.
Oh, sorry, I thought we were rhyming. Happy customer.
More orders. / crappy customers.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. You were right, but you weren't all the way
no,
right.
No, that's so true, yeah. Partial credit, right?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
No, just the thing about orders. Right, you can actually try ShipStation free for 30 days, plus get a special bonus when you use the promotion code PLANET. To take advantage of this incredible offer, just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type PLANET. That's ShipStation.com, then enter promotion code PLANET, ShipStation.com, get ship done. There's another ad, and this is it. Look, it's that time of year again when everyone's thinking about thoughtful GIFs.
Not
and
GIF.
GIFs, or GIFs.
And JPEGs?
And JPEGs, but GIFs.
.mov?
Maybe.
Alright, MP2s?
Maybe.
Not these days.
Not these days,
That was
no.
a trick.
Sorry, I'm an idiot. What about this, though? Think about giving yourself the gift of an Audible membership. Because now is the best time to do that, because this is a very special offer.
And it's great because sign up, get a free book.
It's a better deal than this, Mason, than what you just said. It's an even better deal than that.
Yeah, I was easing people in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're like,
because that's blown their mind
that's
already.
That's a good deal.
But here's get ready.
Okay. Access an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, and more. You can actually choose 3 titles every month. 1 audiobook and 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else.
Bloody hell.
Listen on any device, anytime, at home, gym, on your commute, wherever you are. You can also exchange your audiobooks if you want to. There's also rollover credit and an audiobook library that you can keep forever, even if you cancel it.
Very nice.
Now, have you got a book to recommend for Audible, Mason?
Well, I thought, look, it's a bit of a sad week in the world of comic books and superheroes. We did have the passing of Stan Lee just this week. Mm-hmm. But I thought, why not read, or listen to, rather, Amazing, Fantastic, Incredible, a marvelous memoir written by Stan Lee, the man himself, along with Peter David, who's a great comic book writer who wrote The Hulk for many years.
Fantastic.
Fantastic writer. And it's narrated by Peter Riggott and Stan Lee. So,
yes.
Yeah,
I was going to say, does Peter Riggott do the Stan Lee voice? He doesn't need to.
Doesn't need
Stan
to,
Lee's
Stan Lee
himself
is there,
voice.
He's been the leading creative force behind Marvel Comics and has brought to life and into the mainstream some of the world's best-known heroes and most infamous villains throughout his career. That is absolutely true. And he tells the story of his life from an impoverished childhood in Manhattan to early days writing comics through his military training films during World War II and the rise of Marvel Empire in the 1960s to the current resurgence in movies. So
bloody hell.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I would get right into that, I think.
Absolutely. So right now, for a limited time, though, you can get that or any books of your choosing. You can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month.
That's more
than half of the regular price.
Exactly.
Give yourself the gift of listening. And while you're at it, think about giving the gift of Audible to someone on your list. For more, go to audible.com/planet or text planet to 500-500. That's audible.com/planet, PLANET.
Oh.
Got to be clear, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Or text planet to 500-500. Movement watches.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing about movement is, Mason, you can pick a style and personality that fits you. And I know you do that almost daily with your wide collection of movement watches.
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing one just earlier. That's right.
Yeah.
You take it off before each show and you rest it neatly next to you.
Yep.
Everything else you just kick off across the room.
Exactly.
Not the watch.
The dog, I kick that across the room.
Yes.
That's not true. That's not a nice thing to say during an ad. Animal cruelty. I shall not kick the dog. The dog is right here.
Not during an ad.
No.
Yeah.
That's right.
What is that style of watch you have brought today?
I'm wearing a Voyager right now. It's got the dual time zones. It looks real schmick.
Yep. Of course, they also do sunglasses and other accessories.
They do, yeah.
We know, like bracelets and various other things. You can check them out on the website. Movement watches are all about looking good while keeping it simple.
Stupid.
That's right. They don't tell you how many steps you've taken or blow up your wrist with text messages and things like that, which is great.
It's too much information.
That's right. There's also started by a couple of bloody college dropouts, and almost 2 million watches have been sold in 160 countries.
Ooh. Who are the holdouts?
Good question.
Who's not buying watches?
We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
Yugoslavia.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Movement watches start at just $95, and you're looking at $400 for a watch of the same quality for a traditional brand. It says here, talk about things you can buy with the money saved. Okay, so other watches, I guess, if it's you just buy more watches.
That's it.
So I guess that's my answer also. Movement has sold, as I said, nearly 2 million watches in 160 countries. If you need help giving the perfect gift this season but don't know where to start, the guys over at Movement got your back. They did all the hard work this holiday season, so you wouldn't have to, by curating their favorite styles into awesome gift boxes and packages.
Yeah. It's good packaging. It only just occurred to me now that you can also buy them for other people. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get another one. And I'm like, oh yeah, I could buy one.
Are you going to do that though?
Yeah, I think I would.
I'd love a watch from you for Christmas, Mason.
Okay,
this
then.
This Chrissy season.
I don't know if there's enough time.
Okay. Get 20%...
25, there seems to be time.
Yeah, there is. Get 25% off during Movement's Black Friday / Cyber Monday sale with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/weeklyplanet. Movement's launching new styles on their sites all the time, so check out the latest Movement watch at mvmt.com/weeklyplanet. Join the Movement. On with the rest of the show.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Man, this news is all over the place because we're back in TV. We're back in the world of TV,
no.
Mason. Game of Thrones will be back in April.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently each episode is going to be over 60 minutes long, which we're both looking forward to because we are GTO bros. Both of us?
GTO bros.
GTO, Game of Thrones bros.
GOT bros.
What did I say?
GTO bros.
What did you say?
GOT bros.
So you said, yeah, so it's that one.
Correct,
it's so hot, I should mention that. And I'm not dressed appropriately for this. You are. Mm-hmm. You're wearing a summery shirt and shorts.
I'm wearing jazzy shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? We've had no GTO bros this year.
No, that's true. Look, I'm happy. Again, I don't like the Game of Thrones universe. I think it's too mean.
Yep.
But I'm happy that we're at the pointy end. Most of the innocent people are already dead.
Yep.
So there's few to still be killed.
Yep.
So I just want to see some relentless battle and some dragons fighting some other dragons.
Well, I think you'll be in luck.
Maybe some people getting their heads kicked off. Who knows?
Who does know? Mm. Speaking of GTO bros, though, Mason.
Yes.
Pedro Pascal from GTO Bros, he was the Viper, if you recall from that TV series. Spoiler alert, it was like 5 years ago. He got his head crushed by a man with his bare hands, but he's going to be the Mandalorian,
it seems. He's going to be the Mandalorian himself, yeah.
I feel like if he had a helmet, like in The Mandalorian, he wouldn't have had his head crushed so horribly and his eyes dug out of his head.
I feel... If you're strong enough to crush a man's head,
you're
strong enough to crush a man's head with a helmet in it.
A Mandalorian, though?
Oh, if he had like a futuristic space helmet with a force field in it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would probably have saved him, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he probably could have just taken it off him.
And then crushed his head, yeah.
That's burnt into my brain. That's really upsetting. And every time I see that guy, that's all I see.
Uh-oh.
So at least he'll be under the mask for a lot of it, I guess.
Maybe there'll be some, like, if you remember Star Trek 2, the rumor was before that movie came out that Spock was going to die.
He's going to get his head crushed.
And so at the start of the movie, there's a scene where Spock dies and then it's revealed that it was like a battle simulation.
Very good. Right?
And they made a joke about it. And so when he actually does die, people are like sucked in.
Gotcha.
The rumor was true.
It's like when they said it wasn't Khan, but then it was.
Then it was Khan.
They did it twice.
So what, maybe there should be a scene at the start of the opening sequence of The Mandalorian is just a man getting his head crushed, his eyes get squeezed out. And then you just see Pedro Pascal walk out and be like, I'm glad I'm not that guy and I never will be.
Or was.
Yes.
Because I'm a different character.
Different character.
Anyway, he's a good actor, and I think it's good casting. Gina Carano is also in the cast. You may know her from Punching People.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. She's one of the villains in the first Deadpool.
Yeah.
She's also in Haywire, which is
I've never seen.
The movie with Channing Tatum.
But she was redubbed in that.
All right. Okay.
I don't think she's there for doing soliloquies.
She's there for punching.
There for punching. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, like who's a silent character in Star Wars? R2-D2. She's doing an R2-D2 role.
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh.
That makes sense to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, do you think they're going to CGI a bunch of droids in this? Maybe. You know, like a K2SO where you it's not a dude in a suit. It's like a... Because that's expensive, but, you know.
Well, I mean, money could be no object.
No, that's right. It is Disney. Yeah.
They might be like $1 billion an episode.
I think it's 10. They're doing 10.
$10 billion an episode.
Yeah, 10 billion. That's 10 million. Oh, my goodness. So there you bloody go.
Wow.
This is exciting news. We've got some good Jeff Lemire news.
We do. There's a bunch, actually.
Yeah. First one is Black Hammer is getting adapted for TV and film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a great series.
Yes.
And I'm glad.
That's an interesting... It always interests me when they attempt to adapt something that is... I feel Black Hammer is so much rooted in comic books. It's in the medium of that because it's every issue is like a love letter to a certain already existing comic book character.
Yes.
And to just put that on TV and be like, this guy's like the Martian Manhunter. You know him, right? I guess some people don't know. Supergirl.
Yeah, I don't think it matters whether you know these characters.
I guess that's true.
I love the Doctor Star. Did you read the Doctor
Haven't
Star
got
spin-off?
Up to it yet. No,
really good. All I think right. That's my favorite one. Okay. And I also really like the Sherlock Frankenstein.
Yep.
Spin-off
yeah,
as
that
well.
One's good, yeah.
All of this is good. It's all good.
It is.
So every episode, every series and every spin-off, I normally don't care about spin-offs of whatever and I get lost about who's who, but this universe I really like and I read it all. So yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Jeff Lemire's best work.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
But there's also more Jeff Lemire news, right?
There's more Jeff Lemire because they're also doing Sweet Tooth,
yes,
which I've read in entirety. I think this could be good, The Walking Dead.
Right, there you go.
Have
you
read Sweet Tooth?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like this will be good, The Walking Dead.
That's probably how they pitched it to the
That's in The Walking Dead, except people like it. So it'll rate and people will like it. Okay. So for those who don't know Sweet Tooth, it's a boy who's got deer antlers and he's living in the woods, but there's a bunch of other weird shit going on.
Yes.
It's not really supernatural. It's more...
It's magical.
It's a bit of magical, but it's a lot of it's science-based.
Magical realism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the end of the world and there's a virus and whatever. And it's finished also. You can actually finish... The whole run is done.
Mm-hmm.
And I would highly recommend Sweet Tooth, the TV series. So wait for that on whatever network it's on. Maybe Hulu? I don't know.
Maybe Freeform. Or whatever Freeform is.
What is Freeform?
Don't know.
But get it.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing we're going to talk about, because there were two Toy Story teasers this week.
It's true.
One's not enough, is it, Mason?
No, one's never enough.
As someone who may or may not have seen the Toy Story films.
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
All of them?
Yes.
Do you like them?
Yeah, but not enough to watch them again.
Fair enough.
Like, they're great technical...
Well, we're doing an episode on them probably, Mason, so...
Oh, fine! All right, I think they're great technical achievements, and, you know... They blew people's minds when they came out because they're like...
I don't think it's just the technical thing. I mean, Ants was technically good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I think...
Imagine if Woody Allen was an ant.
But I mean...
Fuck off.
Yeah. But I think, giving humanity to a Mr. Potato Head or a plastic dinosaur or some, I think that's where that succeeded, where Ants did not.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
I'm not interested in that kind of story, just generally.
You don't like stories of growing up and you have to give away your toys, but...
No, I want to keep all my toys.
Your toys live forever?
Keep all my toys and they live forever.
The first tease for this introduces an idea of the universe which people have pondered. What is a toy? What?
Yeah, because in the teaser, we have a plastic fork... With some pipe cleaners for arms.
Yeah.
Who's come to life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess you can just Frankenstein together a...
Pretty much anything, yeah.
But I guess it's probably there's rules like it has to be a kid or... No, maybe not because toys aren't made by kids, are they?
Do you think that's part of the plot of this? Do you think...
I think it's probably a minor player because I think it's a Bo Peep story. Because, remember Woody's girlfriend, Bo Peep? Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
She's not in the third one and they kind of allude to what happened to her.
Yeah, right.
So it might be about that. I don't know.
Mm.
But I like all of these movies and I'm looking forward to this and I think it'll be good unless they botch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
How could they botch it though?
Because they've done three and they've been really good.
Yes.
And so the odds are...
So statistically speaking,
they'll botch it. But I don't think they will. Also, there's a lot of the people who are involved in the first one are gone, so I don't know whether that factors in. But sometimes I think that's also a good thing.
You know what's fascinating to me, and I just thought it as we saw the marquee of characters scroll by from all the movies, I'm like, isn't it amazing that nobody involved has been in any kind of scandal in the last...
I'm trying to think. Well, one's dead.
Yeah.
Don't think...
Doesn't count as a scandal.
No, people don't love...
Well, this is scandalous.
People don't love Tim Allen, but it's not really a scandal kind of thing.
No, that's true,
right? Also, he was in jail. He went to jail in the
80s. Yeah, so, I know, but...
Yeah, exactly. It's not a scandal. I mean, Tom Hanks will... That would be shocking.
Wouldn't it,
if anything came up about him. But yeah, I think you might be right.
Mm.
No scandals. Well, let's see. Who voices Forky?
That's a good point.
We'll look into
it later.
It's
probably TJ Miller or something.
Yeah, probably right.
It's probably Charles Manson. Did he die? Is Charles Manson still alive?
I think he's dead. Is he? Maybe not. Do you want to check?
If you could check. Right. For purposes of this pop culture-based podcast, could you please check if Charles Manson's still alive?
Charles Manson? Yeah, he died last year.
Okay,
cool. Cool, yeah.
Cool, man.
Great.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
All right, Mason, what a week for a movie coming out.
Yep, agreed.
It's Fantastic Beasts. Mm-hmm. They're not in the case. They're just kind of shoehorned into the film too.
Yep.
That's what we got. The opening weekend, not great.
Oh,
63 million US opening compared to the last one, which got 74.
Okay.
You'd want it to be more than that.
Mm.
The first one was 74 domestically in the US, and this one did 11 less, or it's looking to do.
Okay.
We can talk about why that may be the case, but we have to also talk about what you think the story was. And I'm just wondering which one we want to do first.
Oh, is that right?
Which one do you want to do first?
I think I'll get the story out of the way first, because then...
I
can settle in, exactly. Yeah. All right, so... It's a sequel to the first Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. They're in the case.
Yep.
If you just don't open the case, things will be fine. Just put duct tape the case.
Yeah.
Be really... just
magic duct tape, magic, even. Magic
duct tape the case, exactly.
Twine.
A bit of twine, exactly. It's a sequel to that. So, so Newt,
he's sort of in this, isn't he?
Yep. He's in England.
He's not allowed to go out of England.
Yep.
What is the story of this film?
Good question.
I know I asked you,
yeah,
uh-huh. But I'm genuinely...
All right, hang on.
Grindelwald is out?
I feel like...
Or he gets out?
He does. No, that's true. I like that opening sequence.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
Grindelwald, who was revealed to be Colin Farrell... Colin Farrell was revealed to be Grindelwald, who was revealed to be Johnny Depp in the last one.
What a twist.
What a twist. He's been in jail in America.
Yeah.
Wait, where have they been? They've been... The last one was set in America,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a year before.
Okay. So he's in America, and they're like, okay, but now it's time to transport him back to merry old England to face trial, which is always a good idea.
Yeah.
And so they attempt to ship the prisoner, but then he escapes. So he's back, baby.
That's in the opening scene. As I said in my video,
yes,
my Argent and Easter Egg video, I'll link it below, why would you take him by rickety flying horse?
Yeah.
Can't you like jump anywhere instantly? Don't you have that ability?
It's a bit vague, isn't it?
Can't you just cut his throat and just leave him?
Right.
What are you doing? He's Hitler. I mean, I know you don't know he's done a lot of crimes.
You know what you could do? You could get a couple of judges from England and put them in a rickety horse carriage and send them to America, and they could go, all the evidence says you're the worst, let's kill you now. And they could put him in that thing. Remember the thing in the last one where there's a water or something?
Oh, yeah,
you could go in the water, you die.
That's right. That's a room that they'll throw anybody into.
Yeah, you'll just,
the acid room.
Yeah.
Just put him in that.
Yeah.
They'll do that on a whim.
Yeah.
And then we'll do it for this guy.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is weird. What are his crimes? Murders? I'm not really sure. He doesn't do a hell of a lot of crimes in this. It's called Crimes of Grindelwald. A lot of people have pointed this out. He does some crimes.
Yeah.
He doesn't do so many crimes.
Oh, wait, he kills that family.
Does he, though?
No, he kills the at least two of them.
Does he?
I thought someone else was doing kills it. The baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
But anyway, that's what Charles Manson went to jail for.
That's right, I was about to say,
didn't kill anybody.
Anyway, right? That's what the story is.
Yes, thank you, correct.
We're going to do non-spoilers, even though we've done some spoilers.
Correct, yes.
And then we'll jump into spoilers. I thought this was terrible. What did you think?
I didn't mind it. I thought a lot of it was really dumb, but I had fun with it.
Really?
That's right.
I thought
people are allowed to have fun with these movies.
No. I thought it was so meandering.
Oh,
and then it just got to a point where everybody stood in a room and told each other what was going on.
That's true, yes.
That's what this movie was.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So this one has some... This one has some inexplicable changes from the previous movie.
In what way?
In the sense that the last one, the character played by Ezra Miller was killed, but in this one, he's just not dead.
I think he came back in the post-credits, maybe. I don't remember. Okay, right. But anyway, he's alive still.
He's alive still.
Do you want to move your mic in a little closer?
No.
People say when I ask you to do this, there's no change, but I just want to point out...
Because you fix it in post. You fix it in post. I see. I get it. All right. So did you put some reverb on it now?
I can't.
It's too close.
I can't.
Too close.
That's too close.
Yeah. In this one... Okay, I should let you know that about 10 minutes into this movie, at one point... Newt is riding a monster made of kelp.
Yes.
And I'm like, this is probably the...
It's called a kelpie.
Exactly. This is probably the first... That's a good good joke.
It's not a joke.
No, I know. It's in the movie. I thought it was a good joke in the movie.
Okay.
I was like, this will be the perfect point to go to the bathroom. And I came back 2 minutes later, and then Queenie and the boyfriend are there, and he's got his memory back.
Yes.
Inexplicably.
Oh, what they explain it to be is because... That only erases bad memories, and because he only had good memories, his memories came back.
Cool.
Yeah, so that was good, wasn't it?
That's
magic works, unless it doesn't.
Unless it doesn't, yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Look, we all knew who was going to get his memory back.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really fussed by it, to be honest.
No, for sure.
I like that character.
Same.
I like a lot of the characters from the first one. It's just a shame they're not really in it. It's mostly just new characters that kind of meander about, and then at the end, these new characters explain who they are.
Yep.
And I don't think Johnny Depp is terrible, but I can't...
As an actor, you mean specifically?
Yes. I should specify. But I don't think he's good in this because all you see is Johnny Depp. I think Jude Law just kind of is a really good Dumbledore, and I only see Dumbledore. I just see Johnny Depp just mugging and waving his arms about.
You know, what's interesting also is that the idea of Grindelwald in this movie is that he's just using his words, and he's so seductive, and he knows, you know, the right things to say, and he's so charming, and so he can lure people into his web of evil.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell would have been way better than
he's so much better, way more
because
charming.
He's way more charming in this. Grindelwald, he has a weird bung eye.
That's what I'm saying.
And he's just
the eye alone would
weird.
Be like, no,
no,
that haircut, no.
No, exactly.
The clothes, this design, it's too much.
Yeah,
and I think that's what's good about Voldemort. He's just a snake. And I think that works. He's just a snake man. This is like, he's got a bung eye and he's got the sides of his head shaved. Also, it's bleached and he wears stupid overcoats and he's pale, like he's an albino. There's so much.
Uh-huh.
And it's too much.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe if you took away the eye at least, it would probably...
I loved all the costumes in this movie.
Yeah, well, the costumes are good. I don't understand what happened to the fashion, because Dumbledore was wearing like sweet overcoats and vests, and then he's just...
Then he's in a robe.
In a robe.
What happened? Yeah.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he got old, he doesn't care.
Maybe if you gain a certain amount of magical ability, like all normal clothes just dissolve off your body.
Oh.
Like there's a certain amount of magic heat coming off you and it just disintegrates.
Maybe you just want to pee easier.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have time for zips.
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, the Newt Scamander returns, so I like. Mm-hmm. I think he's really good.
Yep.
I'm hoping these movies aren't going to be less and less about him. I mean, he's in it quite a bit, but...
Look, I think... You know what I...
Why call them Fantastic Beasts? Should have called them...
Well, they thought the branding would be more effective than it is, evidently.
Yeah.
I reckon they were like, people love the... Let's... Fantastic Beasts, here we go again. People are going because it's just Fantastic Beasts. And I guess
they could have called it like The Wizarding War or something like
that.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know. Anyway, sorry, go on.
I was going to say, I actually enjoyed... Knowing that this is the second of five, supposedly, I actually quite enjoyed how it was paced. It was kind of very... It was a little... They sort of Empire Strikes Backed it at the end. Spoilers.
Yeah, in a bad way.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But I mean, Empire Strikes Backs it in 2 of 5.
Yeah, right.
There's not 3, and because this one was 27 and it ends in 45. That's when this is from the movies and books. That's when Dumbledore defeats Grindelwald.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess the next one will be 35 and then 39 and then 45 or whatever.
Okay,
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I don't, but I don't... All the new characters in this I didn't
Break down the new characters for me.
We've got Leta Lestrange.
Yep, okay.
Whatever.
Now, there's a Lestrange in the Harry Potter movies, right?
Yeah, they're great, great aunt. It's in my Easter egg video, Mason.
Terrific.
You can bloody check
it out.
And
there's Scamander's brother.
He was all
handsome right. Scamander.
Handsome Scamando.
Mm-hmm. Who realistically is the same guy, but with slightly better hair.
They look so similar.
It's weird, isn't it?
They're not really brothers, I don't think.
They don't think they are, no.
Yeah. Well, of course, we've got Queenie's back with Tina. I like those two.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I really like Dumbledore. He's in it for like 8 minutes.
Yes, uh-huh.
But he's really good. Uh-huh. And I think he's way better than the previous Dumbledores that they cast.
Uh-huh. Include both of them. They're both old Dumbledores.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. 100%.
But have you've read the Harry Potter books?
Yep.
So you're saying that his performance that is not based on any of the books is better than the versions that
Correct.
Are based on the books?
Because he's got a twinkle in his eye.
He does have a twinkle, doesn't he? Yeah.
He's got it's a quiet confidence. The Richard Harris one just felt like he was going to die, which he did.
Uh-huh.
And the second guy just felt just manic and just didn't know what he was doing. And I think there's never that sense with...
Remember
the bit in the fourth Harry Potter when he's like, Harry, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
like
yeah.
That bit in the book does not play out like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's his magical heat. Plus, he's on a lot of speed.
He's probably on a lot of speed.
Yeah.
Just regular speed.
Yeah, just regular speed. Exactly. Do you think it's the confidence that Jude Law has developed from being on the TV show The Young Pope?
It may just be.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It may just be. I didn't mind the snake lady.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
She was good. Mm-hmm. I didn't really care for the guy who we were supposed to know who explained his story.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time I'm like, who is this? What is this?
Yeah.
And then when they explained it, I'm like, I don't care.
They could have cut him out, I think.
I think they could have, in the sense that
we meet a mysterious man throughout the course of this, and he clearly has an agenda that aligns with some of the characters and not with other characters, and then it's revealed who he is and what his deal is, and then another character reveals another thing that makes his entire quest irrelevant.
An additional wrinkle. And I think because J.K. Rowling wrote this, Claire said this best because we saw it together. It's like an information dump from her. She's like, and then there's this character, and that's related to this person.
I see, right.
Because generally in the Harry Potter movies, there's mystery, and it kind of goes along, and you're like, who's this and what's what? And then everybody stands in a room and explains it to each other. And there's a bit of that in the films, you know, the bit where the man is a rat and the rat is a man.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
right,
there's a bit of that, but they kind of intercut it with a bit of action and they shorten it down.
Right,
but this was just people for 15 minutes going, and I'm this person and this is why I'm here and this is what I think and you're you and maybe you're related to this person. What the fuck is happening and who cares?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
But you didn't mind any of that?
Well, I mean, it was 10 minutes, I feel. Like, I could have, you know, I enjoyed everything leading up to it and I enjoyed the action sequences after that. So
yeah, we'll talk about that.
All right.
Also, there was Nicholas Flamel.
He's the creator of Philosopher's Stone,
yeah,
right?
He was fine.
Yeah.
And mostly pointless. There's some really good special effects in this,
uh-huh.
but I also feel there's some Warner Brothers CGI smoke and fire. That department is just like, just do that. I think these Warner Brothers movies, a lot of them have a look. I'm talking about the comic book movies in particular, and I think there was a lot of that in this.
Yeah, right.
Would you disagree with that or agree? Sometimes. Like the opening scene, which I didn't mind, but that felt a bit like, you know, and some of the end bit, just like, it's fire and it's a demon.
Yeah, but I
good lookout.
Yeah, no, it never struck me. I think if it were, I didn't go, ooh, Justice League-y.
No, it's not that bad. But I feel like they've got a grey kind of
smoky,
foggy look
to it. But I think that's also, that's their 1920s look.
Yeah, okay.
It's grey and grim. You know?
But I do like the stuff, and this is what I really liked about the first one, which I didn't mind. I thought it was quite good. This one, not as much, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
The smaller spaces thing, like the room in this. I don't think we really go into his case, do we?
I mean, there are some beasts in it.
Yeah, but you don't explore it like we did in the first one.
No, there's. I think we see some. He's in there, and we see some shots in the distance of like, oh, look at all the open fields and blah 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 that they're in the case. But he never really goes out into them.
But he's got like a magical expando basement, which I really like, with all the different creatures in it, mm-hmm. and that bit I really like that stuff. I think these movies should lean into that stuff more.
Who makes this stuff?
In terms of
like, if you have a briefcase that opens up and there's fields and whatever, did he make that?
Might be
he...
an enchantment, yeah.
But I mean, did he do the enchantment or did somebody else do it?
I don't know. Okay. I think you can do it. I think people can do it.
Right, okay.
But you can just get it for like a tent. I don't think it's a big deal.
See, I was going to say, yeah, right.
I think anyone can do it. I wonder if it's also illegal to like do it too much.
Yeah, right.
So why does anyone have a house? Just live in a hole in the ground.
That I had a question about that as well.
It's a real estate problem.
It is a real estate problem. So, do the real world and the magical world overlap?
That's a very good question, Mason.
Thank you.
I had that same question because when they go to Paris,
yep,
Paris, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
We've both been there. We're both men of the
That's
world.
That's true. Yeah.
You step through a statue.
Yep.
You tap a guy on the back or whatever, and you just walk through.
Uh-huh.
Or you stun him or whatever happens.
Yep.
And then you might be in magical Paris, but it just looks like regular Paris.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And also when
from time to time I was confused because sometimes there's an action sequence and there's a loose monster and what's going to happen? And I'm like, is this magical Paris or is it regular Paris? I can't tell from the extras whether they're just regular scared because it's a monster in their magical world or if they're super scared because...
they're all dressed like it's the 20s as well. Uh-huh. So we don't know. Because if you remember the Harry Potter movies, when you go into Diagon Alley or whatever,
uh-huh,
it's very clearly a magical world with like goblins and weird looking people and creatures, uh-huh, and whatever. But this is, it just looks like more Paris.
Right.
And then there's a bit where he's doing a detective, he's doing the Arkham site.
Yes.
Where he's
he's
unpacking a crime that happened or whatever. Uh-huh. And I'm unclear, like, can other people see this? And is this magical Paris? But I'm just unclear whether anybody's watching this guy. And then there's a bit when Grindelwald rolls in.
We're saying that inconsistently. We don't care.
And
it's Wald or Vold. We don't mind.
And I think it is Vold. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But and then black sheets cover the town.
So who can see
that?
Yeah, right.
I don't understand.
Yeah. I was willing to give him a pass on that. Only in the sense that I'm like, I feel like the exposition would tell us if regular people could see that.
Yeah.
Like, I think if they were like,
yeah,
Grindelwald's put the sheets over the town and the whole town's panicking, right? I think then we'd know that it was regular Paris, but I think that was magical Paris.
Yeah, well, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm really glad.
But I enjoyed the fact that Newt was just doing some detective stuff.
Yes.
You know why? Because that's why I like these more than I like the Harry Potter movies, especially the early ones, because it's grown-ups doing jobs in this world. Like, they're professionals. There's a reason for them to be learning this stupid magic.
Yeah.
It's because they need it to do stuff. Yeah. As opposed to the Harry Potter movies where it's like, you've all got to learn magic, but never use it. Never use your magic.
We'll now, kill you.
We'll put you in Azkaban for little to no reason.
Yeah.
An apple for lunch, Azkaban. You're going to Azkaban. But so, I like that. I would like to see... just a The Office-style sitcom
with magical
people.
Yeah. Well, we see a little bit of that, just people going about their job at the ministry, and there's a wacky magical thing, but it's just another bloody day at the bloody office, the magical whatever thing.
Yep.
But speaking of, you're talking about kids, though. We went back to Hogwarts,
and then
when we were there, we went back to Hogwarts with the flashback to 10 years before where Dumbledore and everyone else just looked the same.
Yeah, right.
Great. I just thought that was weird. They were like, it's Hogwarts again, but imagine Hogwarts 10 years earlier.
Yeah, right?
Wow! Mm-hmm. This is incredible! Okay, yeah. Hogwarts is...
Were you not excited to go back to Hogwarts?
Yeah, I just thought it was weird that they just did it twice.
Flashback and a flashback. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. I mean, it wasn't a flashback with a video. I get what you mean. Yeah. I mean, sure, it's fine.
You weren't like, oh, I'm back at my favorite place in the world because I love Harry Potter.
No.
Huh.
No. I was mostly just bored, and
then
people are in a room yelling at Dumbledore, and he's like, I'll sit on the edge of this desk. Don't you worry
that's
about
true,
it, mate.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. Yeah. He's great. He's really good. Mm. And this movie should have been him and Newt. Instead, it's like, who's this guy? And who's related to this idiot?
I kind of thought they were
going to
team up.
They should. Well, that looks like it's where it's going. Anyway, it's the worst movie ever. Spoilers?
Whoa, I thought it was the best movie ever.
Well, you're wrong. It's the worst Harry Potter movie.
I had fun with it.
Well, you're wrong.
I wish I had a lanyard.
I got one. It's on there.
No, I don't want that one. I want a
You want your own?
Yeah, I want my own
lanyard. No, I've got a Fantastic Beast lanyard. I've hung it on there.
Terrific.
You can't have it, Mason.
Oh, come on.
No, you can have it if you really want.
Thank you.
Okay, spoilers.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's a spoiler for you.
Sure.
Again, I enjoyed this movie, but there was a lot of dumb stuff in it. First of all, I've said this before. It's sometimes I find it weird in a movie where there's a big dramatic thing and it could be solved with somebody putting a post-it note on a fridge. Yes. That says, hey, the actual answer is this. Or,
which
hey,
particular part are you talking
particular
about?
The particular one I'm talking about is the fact that Tina
thinks Newt
is yeah. engaged because of a typo in a newspaper.
Yeah.
And she's real mad about it. She doesn't check with anybody.
He doesn't also just tell her immediately.
Yep. Uh-huh. I mean, I guess it boils down to him being a goof.
He is a goof, but it's weird that, yeah. I know, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, well, you hate post-it problems.
I do hate post-it problems.
You know what I thought was weird? How they brought him into the ministry. They're like, Newt, listen, we don't like you, but your brother's going to give you a job, and all you got to do is go to Paris and kill a boy. What the fuck's wrong with you? You're going to do this or what? He's like, I don't really want to do it. And they're like, well, we got this guy. And he's like, this guy?
Yep.
Do you know him? Because you never kind of explain whether you, like, who is this guy to you?
Right.
And then, but I thought that was really weird. They're like, you have to work in an office. And he's like, I'll never work in an office. I want to live in a suitcase and whatever. But it's so, what kind of government is this where it's like, you got to kill a guy for us and then you can go to Paris.
And also they were like, we've banned you from international travel because of that last time, you know, when you saved the city, when you saved America last time. Remember that? Well, there was a lot of property damage that we fixed immediately with magic. But all those wizards were quite tired afterwards. Yes. So
anyway, we need you to kill a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. This had two babies being murdered.
It sure did.
Yep. And that was good.
Oh, well, one was not murdered.
Well, yeah, I guess. Two dead babies,
let's
say.
Yeah, that's fine.
So that was fun, I guess.
Yep.
What I thought was strange in this movie is the way...
Less strange.
Less, very good. Was the way that they dealt with looking into the future. There was two elements... Crystal ball. That's not really how looking into the future works in these movies.
Okay.
And I think it's strange because...
Lestrange.
Thank you. I think it's odd because...
Lord.
In previous films...
Los Odos.
And look, I don't have a problem this with other movies like Star Wars or whatever where they add a new element.
Uh-huh.
But there's like a prophecy that someone will tell somebody else and then...
Right.
It's a spoken word thing. But here it's just like Newt Scamander is just looking into a crystal ball and he's like, oh, that's the cemetery. I think that's like 6 hours from now. This is the future. You know, that's... I can't believe the future's here already. I'm just looking in this crystal ball.
Uh-huh.
And aside, so there's that. The crystal ball, you can just see 8 to 6 hours in the future.
Uh-huh.
And then Johnny Depp has the bong of tomorrow where he blows,
blows
into a skull. It's just like, this is World War II and it's right. Like, it's just dead on. It's just World War II.
Does this movie imply that if Grindelwald had his way, he could have averted the Holocaust?
I saw a tweet about that. Potentially. Well, I don't think he wants to avert anything. I think it's all scare tactics.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of elements of him of, like, the far left and the far right. And, you know what I mean? And like, there's bad people on both sides, but I don't think it was done particularly well.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. I thought it was really ham-fisted and and not a good parallel to today's world.
Did you like the magic, though?
Which
part? Pew, 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 pew.
Bang, bang!
Bang, 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 bang.
No, not really.
Okay.
Before we get...
I like him teleporting all about the place.
That I like.
I think that's fun.
Yeah, I like that too. Apparat. Yes. I like the bit where Dumbledore's telling Newt to go to Paris, and he's like, go to Paris, and this is my leather glove, which will
that's fun. Yeah,
say hello to you or whatever. I liked that.
Yeah.
I thought it was...
Yeah, that's the thing. I like their dynamic a lot. There's a moment where, and again, you know, Newt's like, you couldn't have picked a more, were all the inconspicuous rooftops taken kind of thing. I thought that was fun.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I'm excited to see them team up. They better team up.
They should team up and kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, I also found it a little bit odd that Dumbledore and Grindelwald can't attack each other because they made a blood pact, like a magical blood pact.
Yes.
That means they can't harm each other. But surely, if you were in some sort of, like, very powerful relationship with one another, you wouldn't need to do that?
Like, to promise not to kill each other?
Yeah. You wouldn't be like, listen, you know, I love you from the bottom of my heart, but just in case I decide to cave your head in with a shovel one day, let's make a magical pact so we can't do that. Yeah,
that's a good point. Mm. It's also, they've got unbreakable curses, but this is a different thing. We haven't seen this before
because
it's like a physical thing that apparently you can bust.
Oh.
I also thought it was weird on the topic of that blood pact. They were like, Dumbledore, we hate you and you suck and we know you're after power. And he's like, I'm not. I'm just a dude. I just want to... Get old enough to wear a dress, man.
Mm-hmm,
that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then they'll like, go and fight Grindelwald. And he's like, Vold. And he's like...
No, they say, some people in the movie say Vold and some people say
that's
Vold.
True.
It's all over the place.
And he's like, I can't do it. Just be like, we made a blood pact. That's why I can't do it.
Yeah, right.
Why are you being so weird and vague? Just be like, I made a promise that we couldn't.
Yeah.
Like, it's already heavily alluded to. He's like, we were closer than brothers, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
Also, lean into that more. They just...
Yeah, yeah.
Are you doing?
Yeah. But also, you wouldn't even have to say that. You could have said, when we were students, there was a curse.
We probably shouldn't have, and we made a blood pact.
A blood pact, and now I can't do anything. So, sorry.
Yeah. Why are you hiding it?
Mm.
I just don't, because I think that's useful information, because then they'd go, right, plan B.
Yeah.
And
Let's get Newt to kill a man.
And then we'll give him a desk.
Yeah. So yeah. the guy they sent to kill Clarence, Credence. Who deliberately botches the job for Grindelwald, he's not been in anything else.
I don't know who he is.
Because he's super powerful, that guy.
Yeah, he can go into a wall and do an explosion and a shield. He's got a good shield, doesn't he?
It's cool stuff. I liked it.
Yeah, he'll probably turn up in other things, I'd imagine. This guy.
Nice.
This guy!
I reckon Newt and Dumbledore will fight him Lethal Weapon 3 style at the end of the next one. Or 4, whichever one they fought Jet Li in.
4. I think it was 4, yeah. I would love that. Okay, so the scene I had a real problem with was everybody kind of followed each other around Paris and who's anywhere and what's anybody doing and who are you and oh, you're after this guy, are you? Well, I'm after this guy, but maybe we're after a different guy or whatever. I don't remember the specifics. And then they all go into a room and then...
Oh, you forgot the part where the mysterious man captures both Tina and, and Newt and then just collapses because he's got a squid in his eye, yeah.
I thought the squid in the eye would be related.
But it wasn't.
But it was just a virus he had.
Squid, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Weird. I thought there was like a Grindelwald thing.
Yeah.
I think they just needed more beasts. They're like, but a beast also.
Yeah, I think so.
There's a few moments where in this movie where I feel like they were just like, and a beast! Because beasts. Anyway, so they get in a room and he's like, this is my backstory. Lestrange stole my mother and nobody gave a shit, apparently, or went to stop him. And then she died. And so I'm going to kill the greatest thing that he loves, which is this guy or whatever. And then she's like, well, I also have a story and this is my story. But my backstory tells a different story.
You're right in the sense that there's, in a better structured movie, the mysterious man story would have been...
Earlier?
It would have been earlier and it would have been maybe run throughout the course of the...
Yeah.
We would have revealed it and then they would have gotten to that place and he would have said, I'm going to kill this guy because of all the reasons I said earlier. And then she could have said, well, here's my story. But you're right, we just got two blocks of exposition.
And we got flashbacks for both.
Yeah.
So that felt very... like a real information dump of just... And also, I don't care about either of those characters. One of them's dead. I don't remember where the other one is. Leta Lestrange, did the other guy die?
Which other guy?
The guy who was like, this is my story.
Oh, right. I don't remember either. I don't recall him dying in the... No, he's still alive.
He didn't die in the fire?
He didn't die in the fire, yes.
That's right.
He escapes.
They had magical Avengers at the end of this.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
This movie. So he was in that. They got a snake. They got a Dumbledore.
Yep.
They got a little platypus boy.
Yep. They got two Scamanders.
Two Scamanders. Mm-hmm. Toot Scamander.
Toot Scamander.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was strange.
Dewey Scamander.
So at the end, when Grindelwald is like, and now I'm going to hold this convention under this tomb. Before that,
yes,
to just find out who's related to anybody, it's just in a room, in a bit of paper in a drawer.
Yep.
You can just find out who's related to anybody. Why didn't anybody go to look for this earlier to be like, who is this Credence kid or whatever? How is it like nobody? It's just, you can just go to this vault and it would just open a drawer and it tells you who's related to who.
Yep.
Nobody thought to do that earlier than...
But I think...
Why are you busting in?
But I think that... wasn't it... Couldn't you only get Lestrange's...
Ask her to do it.
No, but I mean, she wouldn't have known.
That he was related.
Related. Because that was only a rumour, I think.
Okay, yeah. Well, or you can polyjuice potion it, or you can just be like, we're the government. We pay for these drawers.
Yeah,
and I'm looking in this drawer.
Right,
Yeah. That woman who looked after the drawers?
She was weird, wasn't
she? What
was
going on there?
I don't know. I thought she was going to be a snake lady.
Or something.
Yeah. Just like dogs, I guess.
Just like dogs. Did you say just like dogs?
Yes.
She's like, but they're not dogs.
No.
They only attack you if you attack them.
Mm-hmm.
Like dogs.
Like dogs.
They were dogs.
Yeah, they were dogs. Yeah.
But he said they weren't dogs.
That's true, yeah.
But they were dogs.
Yeah, they were dogs.
But they moved the information to a tomb. So they go to the tomb and then everybody tells each other who they are.
Yep.
And there was a baby drowned and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then under the tomb, there's a auditorium.
Yep.
Where Grindelwald is like, every side's as bad as each other. And I tell you what, you got to listen to me. And
World War II.
That's coming.
There's going to be a second one.
Look at these people do all the violence.
Sequels are always better than the originals.
Yeah, it is like everybody's doing violence here, so make sure you tell everybody what happened. So the idea was that he set it up in a way that they'd see that the people who were against him killed an innocent person.
Yep.
And they'd tell everybody. But then afterwards, wouldn't people also be like, he killed like 80 people in the room. There was
that's
a fire.
True, yeah.
And also his plan was to destroy Paris. So even if they went and said, yeah, but they killed this one guy, or this one woman who kind of was trying to protect him. And they could just been like, he fucking knocked down Paris.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that... How many people do you know in Paris?
Exactly. Even if she'd gotten out of the room,
she was
probably going to die when Paris was blown up. Yeah.
So he had every... I love that because after he makes a fire demon and then everyone's like, everybody shoot at it because it's going to destroy Paris. All right. So that was just a kind of an off-the-cuff kind of, oh no, there's stakes here.
Yeah,
because this fire demon's going to destroy Paris. And Nicholas Flamel's like, I can't do magic because I've only been lying low. And then he did. Put your wands in the ground.
That's his Han Solo moment.
Great.
Yeah.
So good.
Mm. But Han Solo from Star Wars, not Han Solo from Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
Otherwise it would have just him being entombed.
So anyway, he's giving... The speech,
yep.
And the auras come in. Mm-hmm. Toots Commander comes in,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Don't arrest him because this is what he wants. We just got to let him talk. It's not illegal to talk."
Mm.
He was in jail for crimes.
That's
just
true.
Go and get him. You're allowed to arrest him. You're the police. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, just get him. No, I see what you're saying there.
Get him.
But they did say in the movie, they said, "Don't harm anybody else," because it's not a crime to listen to him. They wanted to apprehend him. They were going to get him.
So you don't think they should just go down and be like, shut up, shut up.
That's what I would have done.
Get him.
Yeah.
Everybody get him.
Bearing in mind, though, isn't everybody in the room also magic?
Yes.
So that would have been hectic.
Yeah, who cares?
All right.
It was hectic.
That being said, though, because it's, you know, my question is always, I guess it's a scale issue. Like, if you can make a case and you can have it filled with endless worlds, can't you do a spell to, like, trap 200 people, like in one. Like, what's the limit of this?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah,
just be like, they're all in the case. They're all arrested.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's or does that?
We're all arrested. We threw the case into an acid pool.
What is that? Does that? You know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the death of Leta Lestrange?
Correct
answer is who cares?
Ooh.
And Mason, I thought,
but she just explained her backstory at incredible length.
I thought it was really strange that her death didn't serve a purpose. She's like, I'm standing against this guy.
Yeah, right.
And
that's
then
she
didn't even get, at least she could have got the blood pact thing.
But
the Niffler got it.
Yeah.
Because I feel
true.
Like they went, we gotta get the beasts to do a thing. But
that's
she
true.
Just went, I'm not with you. And then she exploded.
Is that because they, and I haven't counted, but is that because they needed an even number of people at the end? Because it was one person saved, every half the people saved the other half.
Oh,
do you
okay.
think they were like, oh, we've got one person left over, just kill her.
Might have been.
No, I think maybe they just needed... I think it might have been a case of we need the brothers to be friends again.
I think it would have
so
been...
So we'll just kill...
I think it would have been more interesting to kill the brother.
I thought that's where it was going to go.
Kill Toots Commander.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's kind of a love triangle, but he obviously ends up with Tina. But yeah. I think that would have shook him up more.
I agree,
it kicked him into gear than the other thing.
Yeah, for sure. Because then he wouldn't... Because then he wouldn't... Newt Scamander would have had a... He would have had unresolved whatever, like, you know, I didn't get along with my brother, but
I
now
should
he's
have
dead
listened
and it's
to
too
him
late.
And
exactly,
I picked
yeah.
a side. I like that bit about picking your side, you know, you've got to take a stand. I like that element of it.
Maybe that was like a late stage rewrite. They're like, well, we've got more, maybe they're like, we have more character stuff for Toots Commander to do later.
Yeah.
You know, in the next movie. So let's,
you might
we
got to
kill one of them. So yeah.
I loved the bit when Queenie was like, I love you, but I'm going to go with old Bungie McGee over here because I want to get married, which I can in this country.
Yeah,
but I'm
right.
still going to go with this guy who's a murderer. You cool with that?
Yeah.
No. Well, I'm going anyway. So
yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Odd choice.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a good movie though, according to you.
No, I still think it was good. Still think it was good.
Yeah. Anyway, at the end, it's Dumbledore's brother.
Yep. Surprise, everybody.
What do you think of that?
I've
got some theories in my video about how that could be.
Okay, so is, but... so Dumbledore already has...
Yeah, he's got a brother called Aberforth. He runs the inn in Hogsmeade.
And another one?
No, he's got a sister who died. Yeah.
Okay, so he's got two brothers.
No, he's got a sister. And... Oh, now he does, okay, apparently. Yeah. But also, I feel like this might be a fake out or another thing. Or
yeah, because, you know, he does say, well, the Dumbledore's... The phoenix arises for the Dumbledores or whatever, but maybe that's a trick phoenix.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that phoenix is from the... That's the phoenix from the movies, I assume, the other movies.
Yep.
The other thing is, Dumbledore... I've explained this more in my video, but there's a Dumbledore's sister...
Yep.
...was also an Obscurus, it seemed. You know, okay. Where you don't do magic and you turn into a black cloud or whatever.
Okay.
And she was killed in the duel with Grindelwald and the brother and whatever. That's what happened.
So wait, this hasn't happened yet?
No, it has happened like 20 years prior. So Aberforth, who's Dumbledore.
So in the flashback, within the flashback, within a flashback, there's an additional.
We're gonna
flashback.
We're gonna see this in another movie.
So because he said he had a sister, but she died.
Yeah. So basically, so you don't know this.
No.
Okay. So basically, what happened is in the past when Grindelwald and Dumbledore were making out, they were macking out,
nice.
Macking on, and whatever.
Nice. Young Dumbledore.
That's right. Aberforth was like, this guy sucks, and he's got a
the brother. Yep.
And so he went and dueled him, and then there was like a bit of a...
So Dumbledore's brother and Grindelwald had a fight.
And Dumbledore was also involved in this, and maybe the Blood Pact was before, and so maybe he was just standing in the middle or whatever, right, okay. I don't know. But anyway...
Boys, stop it!
Boys! Anyway, in the duel, the sister was killed, right? But she was suppressing
him. So she just showed up, and she's like...
She'd live there. So she was suppressing her magic because some muggle kids had like picked on her and like threw rocks at her. And so she went all like weird and insular about it. So one of the theories is...
Wait, so when does she get killed?
It's in the fight.
She's there. Okay, right. Yeah.
So, but it's an accident.
Oh, stop it. Ah! You can both marry me because it's legal in this country.
Probably. Mm-hmm. So her Obscurus, which can be separated from a person, may have attached itself to baby Credence. So that's why he's not technically related, but maybe that's it. Or maybe his dad went to Azkaban for attacking those muggles who attacked his daughter.
Right.
Which I think is fair. I don't think he probably should have gone to jail for that.
No.
But whatevs. Mm-hmm. So that's what it could be. Or he could just be, it could be, who knows. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's his brother, and what a twist.
That is a twist.
You know what I mean?
I do.
But his age of about 17 to 20 lines up with about when that death would have happened.
Oh.
So, yeah. Or it could be like a reincarnation, or I don't know if that's a thing in this universe. Who's to say?
Well, we've introduced blood packs.
I'm okay with the blood packs.
Pacts.
Squibs.
Hmm.
Yeah. Is that all the things?
It's all the things, I think.
I've got some letters here from people who enjoyed it just as much as us.
Ooh.
James says, spoilers, Fantastic Beasts was the worst movie in the HP universe. Newt disguised himself without changing his clothes first. He always wears the same...
They always do that.
What?
They always do that.
What?
Didn't they do that? Didn't the kids do that in one of the movies?
Yeah, they changed their clothes.
Yeah, but I mean, who cares?
He's saying he always wears the same clothes.
That's true.
Also, secret Dumbledore brother, who cares? Ben says, just saw Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Gay Wizard Hitler. Totally bored me to death.
Stop saying that.
Yeah, we probably should.
We've done it to death.
Yeah. None of it was connected until the character was forced into the same room and they all talked about how they were connected. My mother loved it, though. Vic says, just came out of Fantastic Beasts, Where Are the Beasts? They're in the case. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. There were some major problems with the characters and that reveal at the end was a bit iffy, but I didn't mind. Jesse says, just saw Fantastic Beasts 2. It felt like a 2-hour trailer for Fantastic Beasts 3 to 5. Can a sequel when the game is on? Because the game was magically on. Can a sequel when the game is on, Mason?
Yes.
Hmm. I don't think we're going to get these.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I don't know if this will. It could definitely be a contender, but I don't think it's.
Hmm.
It could win that award. Pronounceable name says. And I thought the first one was bad. This was actually really good. Finally, epic stakes. Finally, reason to care about pre-Voldemort world that I didn't think I'd give a damn about. The Wizarding War is upon us.
Ooh.
I don't disagree with that. I think there could be more interesting stuff coming after this. Anything else?
No, although I did remember we didn't talk about Detective Pikachu.
Oh, the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we'll talk about it in... the next segment,
ooh,
or the letter segment, because people have asked about it.
All right, nice. Yeah, cool.
Next segment, Mason.
Yes.
What are we reading?
What are we going to read?
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading?
What have you been reading?
Well, this week I'm going to see Robin Hood.
Oh, are you? Terrific.
And I'm also going to see Creed. But we can't do a Creed episode next week because I think you're not seeing it this week because it's a screening, but you can't make the screening. So we'll do Creed the following week. But next week is Robin Hood week.
Oh, so I have to watch Robin Hood.
Yes, Mason.
Terrific.
And in addition to that,
yes.
On Tuesday's Caravan of Garbage, we take a look at a Robin Hood adventure,
ooh,
which I think people will...
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember that one now. Yeah, that was... It's 2 hours of my life. I'll never get back. All right, cool. Cool, great, yeah. Great stuff. Yeah.
It's a Robin Hood film, but it's the worst one in the world.
Agreed, yes. Yeah, and it's a little spin-off of one of the other Caravan of Garbages that we did a while back that is... Oh, just great stuff.
Yeah, but also I watched Outlaw King on Netflix.
What is that?
It's kind of like a Braveheart sequel. It's Chris Pine as Robert the Bruce.
I've seen the preview.
It's not actually a sequel, but it's that story. Or, the end. It's kind of what happened after Braveheart, sort of. And yeah, it's the story of the King of Scotland and declaring independence from the British Empire and et cetera. And I thought it was okay.
Terrific. Yeah. Very good.
What about you?
Let's see. I watched the season 4 of Broad City, which is a series I enjoy a lot.
I've seen all of that also.
And I didn't know it had a season 4 until quite recently. Ah. I'm like, why have they not released it? But it's on DVD, so I got that. And it's
very good.
It's one of my favorite shows. It's really good.
Excellent.
And I also started watching AP Bio. Have you seen that? It's Glenn Houghton.
I actually started that just yesterday. I watched 2 or 3. Yeah,
so it's Glenn Houghton from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
As a disgraced philosophy professor who now teaches advanced placement bio at his old hometown's high school.
What do you think?
That's the thing, because it's a lot of adults behaving badly kind of thing.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of sick of that.
Role models behaving badly, which we've seen a bit of.
Look, as someone who used to be a teacher, Mason, and who has traveled, they're doing teaching.
Yep.
When I see this stuff, I'm like, I don't know, it's really hard to fire a teacher, but that guy would be fired immediately.
I see, right.
There's a lot of protections in place.
Yeah.
But it's just, I can't kind of get past that element of
that show. Right. Look, I think it has a certain charm. I think Glenn Howard's quite
like
charming.
Him, yeah.
And it's got Patton Oswalt as the long-suffering principal. I think it is a show that I can watch without really watching it, kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, I'll just turn it on and it'll play and then I'll come leave and re-enter the room and there'll be a couple of solid jokes in whatever scene I'm watching and I can just can leave and come back and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
He's got a zany scheme.
How many have you watched?
I reckon I've watched like 8.
Okay. Yeah. So should I stick with it?
You don't have to.
All right. I don't have to.
You don't have to.
That's a stirring endorsement.
Right. Let's watch Broad City again.
Yeah. Well, there's a new season. I think there were one more season.
Yeah. They're doing really season 5, which they just wrapped on, I think.
Oh, cool.
So.
Yeah. I like that show a lot.
It's a good show.
What's next, Mason?
Oh, the letters. Letters segment.
Yeah.
Letters segment. Classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you, some letters, they're only a day away. And now they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
Right, let's talk about Pikachu first because everybody wants to know.
Okay.
I thought it was great.
It looks good. I don't know any. See, that's the thing, I don't know anything about Pokemon. Like, I've never played a game and I've never watched the cartoon.
Yeah.
Is this new direction? This is a new direction for Pokemon generally.
There is a Detective Pikachu game.
Right.
I've never played it or barely any Pokemon games ever.
So do you feel like the Pokemon loving community is on board with this?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think so.
Right. Uh-huh.
I think it's has the potential to be the best video game movie, as some people have suggested to us. I think it's very possible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of loosely Detective Pikachu, it seems, but yeah.
Is
I like seeing these live action Pokemons. I think they're really interesting interpretations. No, I liked the ones in this trailer.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Was Pokemon a card game before it was a video game?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay, no one knows then.
No one does know.
No one knows. If you don't know, no one knows.
That's
so
right.
I wouldn't even worry about it.
Well, Pokemon came out when I was a young man, Mason. But it was one of those things that I think it was a point where I'm like, I just can't do everything.
Yes,
I can't watch everything.
Well, it came out to me when I was like, I'm a grown teenager. I don't need to any of this dumb kid stuff or whatever, but I'm sure you know, people enjoyed it.
But
a
I'm thinking about getting some of the new games on the Switch or whatever and giving that a bloody red hot go. My brother, the one you don't like, really likes them and Obviously, yeah, he would. Everybody seems to like them in general.
That's probably why I didn't like it.
That's probably,
assumed your brother enjoyed it, so.
No, but I think I like the Ryan Reynolds voice. There's obviously a Deadpool kind of vibe and parallel. It could be a bit PG Deadpool of like, I'm bringing attention to this weird pop culture thing. I also like the lead in it. I didn't really think much of him in The Last Jurassic World, but I thought he was really good in this.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, I would, I would see this even if I didn't have to see this for this show.
Yeah, right.
And I guess I have to learn something about Pokemon now. Because people are like, do a trailer breakdown. I'm like, this is too much.
You're going to have to name all those Pokemon.
Start from scratch. Ah, I just
don't. You have to learn about evolutions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mime Pokemons? The one who mimes? Mimeretic?
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know his name.
Okay.
I know Charizard.
Nice.
And that's all.
What about Pikachu?
I don't know that one.
Now, all the Pokemons evolve. Like, there's a... Also, it seems to me that Pikachu is like one dude, right?
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of them that are just...
Yeah, they're just called that.
No, but I mean like Pikachu, there's only one Pikachu. But there seems in this universe... Cause
No, they're a type. They're like a species.
Oh, so there's more than... Okay, I thought there was only one Pikachu.
No, there's like various different ones, yeah, I see. That you can get.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
I might be wrong.
Right.
But...
Because in the trailer we see there's multiple of some of the Pokemon.
Yeah. And that's how it works. It's like having a dog or whatever. Ooh. There's different dogs.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
This is a new world to me.
It certainly is.
Yes.
But it can shoot lightning and whatever. So there you go. And then it evolves into a different thing or whatever.
What does Pikachu evolve into?
A different thing, Mason. Cool. I can't remember.
Nice.
Let me check.
Nice.
I do know the gender ratio here on the, according to the... To the Wikipedia is 50% male, 50% female.
That's a good ratio.
The catch rate is 190. Oh, pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so all of these things.
Nice.
Color yellow, wow. Base friendship 70.
Oh, that's good. That sounds like a solid amount of friendship. Yeah. We should do a Pokemon segment in the style of our Gundam segment. Gundam style.
Where we explain Pokemon to people.
We explain Pokemon
to people. People love us talking about Harry Potter.
Agreed.
So I can't imagine.
They're going to love that, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see how different fan bases react to us mangling their favourite thing.
Oh my God.
Because Harry Potter fans generally, they will correct us, but they're very polite about it. But I wonder about other...
Oh, we did a Harry Potter quiz and a lot of people were very polite, but some people like, at least if you're going to do this, you need to know something about Harry Potter.
No, I don't. That's the point.
Also, I feel like we got quite a few right.
Oh, I think we did. Yeah. Also, who would watch two grown men do a Harry Potter quiz and we know all the answers to the Harry Potter questions? Who would watch that?
I thought it was a fun video.
I agree.
Also, we're in the letters segment. If you want to reach the letters segment.
weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com
or weeklyplanet or #weeklyplanetpod on Twitter. Do you got a bloody Gmail for us?
This is from Edward Duffy.
Okay.
This could have also gone in the news segment. According to georgerrmartin.com, Hulu has picked up the Wildcards universe for multiple series.
Don't know it. Love it.
Okay, well, it was a series that he sort of... It was multiple... It was a book series, and it's been comic books and other stuff, but it was like a different writers, and it's basically around World War II, an alien species like drops a virus on New York City.
On purpose?
Yes, like as a test, and various people gain superpowers. And we've talked about it briefly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Have you read it?
I've read some of the books.
Okay.
And some of the comics.
Is it like really gory and like people getting murdered and their heads pulled off and stuff?
It's not that gory.
Okay.
But there's some weird faces.
I love a weird face.
Yeah.
So some of the comic books, did you say?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's all connected? It's all the one universe?
It's all the one universe, yeah.
Fantastic. Uh-huh. What's it called again?
Wildcards.
On Hulu.
On Hulu.com.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Or whatever we get it on eventually. Stan,
yeah,
probably.
We don't have that here. Do we have Hulu here? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. This is from Faults of the Future. You know Pete Faults. She-Ra and the Princess of Power is excellent. Goofy, fun, unique, and so perfectly from the brain of Ginger Hazing. If you're a fan of her comics, Lumberjanes, Nimona, you'll dig it. Watch it. I haven't had a chance.
What's it called, sorry?
She-Ra.
Oh, the new She-Ra, right. Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. I've seen it come up on my Netflix, but no, that's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you a fan of the original She-Ra?
I don't think so.
Hordak!
Oh, I liked Hordak.
Why?
Because he had sweet shape-shifting abilities.
Hordak!
He could turn into a rocket.
Yeah.
He could have a gun arm.
Did you like...
The possibilities were endless.
Did you watch that He-Man doco on the Toys That Made Us?
No, not yet.
There's a bit where they introduce She-Ra, and then some of the people who created He-Man blamed the decline of He-Man on She-Ra.
On She-Ra?
Yeah, they're like, well, you've made it for girls, and now nobody wants this anymore.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So there you go. But now She-Ra's back, and where's He-Man? Who knows?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I'll check that out. Got another one, or I've got another one here?
No, go for it. I'll look for one right now.
This is from Big Fleshy Jigglypuff. Hey,
A Pokemon.
It is. I got a question from the for the top comic book archivists on the web, The Weekly Planet, Wikipedia Brown, and Mr. Sunday Movies.
That's us.
Are there any comic book heroes who have depression? Not like for a run or arc, but constantly something they deal with.
That's a good question.
Moon Knight was the first that came to mind, but that's more of a, like a psychosis, and he has an Egyptian god in his brain.
That's true, he does. There is a DC series that is currently happening, which is like DC. It's not depression, but it's DC characters who are going to a central location to deal with the trauma they feel.
Okay.
I can't remember what it's called. Someone will know out there.
Mm.
But the trauma they deal with. Being superheroes. I don't know if there's any depression. Mr. Miracle is chronically depressed.
I was
going
to say that's what came to mind.
But he's not always that. Like no. the Tom King Mr. Miracle run is kind of a departure from that character.
Yeah.
Which is why some people enjoy it. Some people don't.
There's a bit of it at the start though.
Yeah.
You know, like it deals with suicide and that at the start of the that run. That run's done now. They wrapped it up. Did you finish it?
No, not yet.
That's really good. I will not spoil it. I'm not going to spoil it.
You said
it was good.
It's
really good.
All right.
Okay, it's bad. Is that better?
It's even worse. Now I don't want to.
We Kill Giants, not a superhero one, but it kind of deals with depression and loss and all those kind of things. The other one that I thought it's a good one. It's not a character dealing with depression, but All Star Superman. I think it's 10. Everybody's seen this panel where there's the person who's going to kill themselves on the building, and then Superman flies in.
Yep.
And like talks him down or whatever. So I think that's a really. I mean, that's not a character. That's more of like a moment. But I think that's. And I think that's a really nice moment in comics in general.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wonder if people probably have a better idea. Like Martian Manhunter's always kind of... It's not strictly what that character's...
No, that's true.
...about.
There's got to be one.
I mean, and then you could be like, well, Batman in general, but...
Spider-Man generally.
But it's not really the kind of...
No.
It's more kind of, I'm just generally sad. It's not depression.
I'm sure there's probably some image characters on on anti-depression medication. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Anyway, if people know, I'd love to hear what those would be.
Yes.
Is that it, Mason? Or can
we? Let me see if I can find one more letter.
Okay.
One more letter.
One day more. What do you got, Mason?
Okay, so Jack Lane asks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he says, "Hello there, James and Mason." That's not what you ask. After Old Man Logan, Old Man Hawkeye, and the upcoming Old Man Quill, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's fun. How long do you think it will be until the old man trend is run into the ground? I think even DC has jumped in with Old Lady Harley too. They have. I read the first issue of that. Yeah.
Is it good?
No.
Ah.
Well, I mean, it's. I don't know. She's very Deadpool. You know.
That's funny though.
She's dead. In Old Man Harley.
That's funny.
In Old Woman Harley, she's Deadpool, and she's got a sidekick who is also a Deadpool called Red Tool.
Two Deadpools.
Yeah.
Double D's.
It's a real situation.
That's great.
Anyway.
I quite like the old man trend.
Yeah, right.
I think it's an interesting universe to explore.
Have you read the other two?
I have. I didn't keep up with the old man Logan when he went into the regular universe.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Like, I don't care anymore.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to see what happened when he stayed there.
So Old Man Logan and Old Man Hawkeye, are they set in the same universe?
Yes.
Okay,
old
right.
Man Hawkeye is a prequel. It's really good. It's still running. I think it might be 10.
Yeah, right.
I want to see more. And I think what's interesting about the Quill one is that it's going to be space as well. Like, what's going on in space
future
in the
space.
Future. So, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
So,
but I feel that covers everything, really.
Yeah.
I mean, where else are you going to go? Old Man Namor?
Namor. Imagine the ocean, but 60 years from now. Just real hot.
Yeah, he's hot. And he's like, where'd the bloody Great Barrier Reef go? It's stuffed, mate.
But I guess the other thing is a lot of these old man characters are dead. If you've ever read, Spider-Man's dead.
They couldn't do
Hulk's
old man the rest of the X-Men, could they?
They're all dead.
I
mean, you can bring back anybody, obviously,
but
Captain America got his head smushed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's once they run out of the roster of, I do like
Is Bucky dead? Can't remember.
No, I don't know. I mean, I do like a glimpse into... See, that's the thing. I like a glimpse into the future of any given character. Yep. Now he's old and he doesn't want a superhero anymore kind of thing. But now he's got a superhero.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I prefer them to be their individual universes. I think if you do the shared universe...
Oh, so it's like, what if it's Old Man Spider-Man, but it's not the weird desert universe?
No, exactly. I mean,
They've done Old Man Spider-Man.
When I was a kid, I read that DC had a crossover called Armageddon 2001.
Yeah, right.
And a character went to each of the heroes and could see their the next, 10 years in their future, and every potential future was a different one. I enjoyed that a lot. I thought it was good.
What did Batman have? Just more beating up people?
I think it was more beating up people, yeah.
Which is the comic that goes 1,000 years in the future and Superman, descend and tries to get in the bloody Fortress of Solitude and it's like, not enough DNA, bitch!
Oh, that's DC 1 million. Million months in the future.
We went to
the 1 million issue, yeah.
Great.
Which is great because in the comics buyer's guides, they actually they list it right at the end.
Oh, really?
Because it's always issue even 1 now? Million. Yeah, even now.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a good one. Armageddon 2001 as a series was not great, but some of those glimpses in the future were good.
But you can't remember which ones or which glimpses.
I think the Flash one was good.
Okay, but he doesn't know. All right, so that is the show. Mm-hmm. I'm happy.
But also in that series, the main villain.
Yeah.
The idea was that one of the heroes was going to be revealed to be the big villain. And so that's why this guy was going around.
Because who was it?
I got to figure out, it was going to be Captain Atom, who was the... most powerful. Like, he was one of the most powerful, and people figured it out.
Look, it's Who Cares a Clock.
Oh, come on, mate. No, but basically, they were like, okay, and people figured it out. I guess because they cancelled his book or whatever, so the people were like, well, this is going to be him, because he's because he's not going to have his own book anymore, so it's going to be him.
Yeah.
But so then, rather than just go through with the storyline, DC Editorial changed the villain.
Oh,
they made
who?
It a different guy. They made it Hawk, who's in Titans now.
Oh, look, it's still Who Cares
Whoa!
A Clock.
But he was the only character it couldn't have been based on his potential future.
Ah.
They're like, we went to a billion of his potential futures and he was never this guy. And then they're like, no, actually he is. Anyway, there was a real, real, real letdown when I was 8 or whatever, whenever I read that.
All right, that's the show, Mason. Take us home.
If you want to contact the show, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod at Facebook and Gmail and Bandcamp and Twitter.
You think you got a good idea?
Let us know. Also, thanks for listening. That's number one. That's number one thing. And letting people know. Tell your friends about it.
Reviews definitely help as well.
If you see me on the tram, say hello.
Somebody
did that today. His name was...
Who?
Ross?
Ross River Fever?
Yeah, it was Ross River Fever. I have that, and I'm hallucinating people.
Great.
Anyway, but also you can follow me on Twitter at Wikipedia Brown. I'm on Instagram somewhere.
Yes, you are. Nick Mayso?
Yes.
I am at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Nice. Did you know somebody has taken your old Mr. Sunday Graham handle?
I'm not surprised.
That's right.
Is there anything on there interesting?
Can't remember.
Presumably, yes. There's a lot of good stuff there.
Also, you can go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group if you want to chat all stuff we've talked about on this podcast and all sorts of stuff about the Planet Broadcasting podcast in general.
Yeah.
Get a bloody rousing conversation going. That'd be great.
Yeah.
You can also go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to our newsletter by the great Rob Collings.
Oh, he's so great.
He's on YouTube. He's on Twitter at The Weekly Planet. He's all over the place.
He's right behind you.
Oh!
Not you, Mason. The people watching this, listening to this.
Wow.
Great.
It's good stuff. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. If you want to chuck in a buck.
You want to chuck in a buck?
We'd appreciate it.
We'd love that.
If you want to go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description and buy all the old man comic books.
Yes.
Skip Old Lady Harley. It's up to you.
Yeah.
You just click through and just buy what you were going to buy on Amazon anyway. We'd appreciate that.
Do you think in this old man universe, do you think they're going to be like, when they do women, are they going to call them old women? Or like old woman whoever? Or are they going to say lady?
Maybe. What about old maid?
Old
maid, the Black Widow.
Are you familiar with the game Old Maid, Mason?
Yes,
the card game?
Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to be.
What a great game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What else? We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com. If you want to search Weekly Planet, we're on there. Always some great designs. I enjoy them a lot.
Yeah, they are good.
They're very good.
That's good.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. And again, thanks everybody for listening.
We appreciate it greatly.
We really do.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good times.
And next week, we will have to talk about Robin Hood. Let me just double check that's out this week.
Which means I'll have to watch it. Terrific.
I don't think there's any screenings.
Literally anything else.
I haven't got an email about it. Yeah, I think it is this week because it comes out. It says on the 21st in the US. So yeah, that's a shame.
That's
if maybe it's great.
If they're really,
do you think it's going to be worse than the one we watched?
No, it cannot be that bad. But look, if they're burying the media screening, if they're not putting out an email,
that's generally not
that's
good.
That's not a good sign.
I'll double check that later. But yeah, that's generally not a good sign. Yeah. All right, thanks everyone.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
You nearly forgot Mason. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.